The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you so very, very much for joining me this afternoon. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Crazy, crazy things that are happening in our state, in our world. Thank you for joining me. Let me give you my telephone number, and I'll tell you why I'm just come to the conclusion once again that things are just crazy and getting crazier. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I need to bring you up to date on SB 11. We have talked a lot about this so-called equality bill that the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. passed. I believe it was last week. I think every single Democrat voted for it, and I think 9 Republicans did as well. It passed the House of Representatives. I don't think it's going to pass the Senate, but even if it does, President Trump will probably veto it. But we have not spent nearly as much time as very similar legislation here in the state of Ohio. It's SB 11, the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Bill. Now, what would this do if it is passed? It will absolutely destroy religious freedom in America, in the state of Ohio. It will force Christian ministries to either hire homosexuals, lesbians, transgender, regardless of what their biblical or Christian conviction is, they would be forced to hire them. There is no religious exemption. None. Zero. Zip. It would force girls to compete against boys in public school sports. It would require biological men to be allowed to bathe and bunk with women in homeless shelters. And that's just the beginning. It's called the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Bill. It is called SB 11. SB 11. A hearing was held before the Senate Judiciary Committee today on this bill. And get this, there were over 200 people signed up in support of this bill. Over 200. This is dangerous legislation. There were over 200 people signed up for this bill. And again, it would be so devastating to Christian schools, churches, etc. And not only that, it is a direct attack on women's rights and privacy. You know, the liberal left is constantly talking about feminism and women's rights, and we stand up for women. This would be devastating to women. Women would be forced to allow men into their showers, into their locker rooms. It would force high school girls, junior high school girls, to dress with boys. I think most of you understand how dangerous this is. But I wanted to let you know just who some of those were who signed up in favor of this bill. You might be interested. Broad Street United Methodist Church. Now, that doesn't surprise me at all. Broad Street United Methodist Church is an uber, uber, uber left-leaning church. Move United Church. I have no idea what that is. Old South United Church of Christ. Lakewood Congregational Church. Unitarian Universalist Society of Cleveland. Now, I want you to think about this. The Unitarian churches are absolutely anti-Christian. By that, I mean they deny everything that a Christian would believe. Everything. There is not a single thing that a Christian would believe that the Unitarians do not actually deny. And yet, I've got Broad Street United Methodist Church and Unitarian Universalist Society both testifying together. That should tell you something. The United Way of Central Ohio, folks, I would think twice about giving one penny to the United Way. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. But many in our audience work for companies that fund United Way of Central Ohio. And many people in our audience have opted to give their funding to something else. And you can. It's hard. It's difficult. Your company may give you a really, really hard time. But as far as I know, and I'm not an expert, I'm not speaking authoritatively, but to my knowledge, you cannot be forced as an employee to support United Way. You cannot be. You cannot be fired. You cannot be disciplined. You may be shamed. You may be pressured. But United Way of Central Ohio, the human rights campaign, radical leftist homosexual organization, that doesn't surprise me at all. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, this is a whole denomination. ELCA, yeah, they were there supporting this legislation. The Metro Health System, Whirlpool Corporation, IGS Energy. Now, that one really troubles me because I used to advertise for IGS. I used to do a commercial for them. IGS, I wouldn't now. National Association of Social Workers, Secular Humanists. Oh, yeah, the atheists. So we got the Broad Street United Methodist Church locking arms, holding hands with the atheists. Doesn't surprise me in the least. NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio, that doesn't surprise me. Fair Housing Center for Rights and Research. Fair housing? When people will be forced to violate their religious convictions? Nothing fair about that. Equality Ohio, which, of course, does not believe in equality at all. Green Tool Systems, BP America, The city of Dublin, the city of Akron, the city of Worthington's Community Relations Commission, the Ohio Civil Rights Commission. This will strip civil rights from churches, Christian schools, and so forth. City of Columbus, that doesn't surprise me. Summit County, doesn't surprise me. This one breaks my heart. Westerville, that's my hometown. Westerville City Council. If this legislation would pass, the great Christian churches in Westerville, and there are many, will have their rights violated. And yet my city council was there. Stonewall Columbus, of course, PFLAG Columbus, of course, and most of the others are not surprising at all. It is SB 11. I don't know when it will come up for a vote in the Ohio Senate, but now is the time to contact your Ohio senator. Contact your Ohio senator and say, wait a minute, whoa, please, 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 I believe in religious freedom and liberty. I oppose SB 11, the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Bill. So write that down, the Sexual Orientation Gender Identity Bill, or simply SB 11. SB 11. Call your Ohio senator. By the way, you might call Larry Obhoff's office. He is the president of the Ohio Senate. Good man. He was at our pastor's breakfast just yesterday morning. He's a good man. Thoroughly pro-life, conservative. You might want to call his office, Senate President Larry Obhoff, and kindly urge him to oppose SB 11. Dangerous legislation. And it's not about equality. It's about discrimination. That's here in Ohio. All right. We need to take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we will return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 I have some more exciting news. It just gets better and better and better and better and, well, and, yeah, even better. What am I talking about? Our campaign to free slaves in North Sudan. Folks, let me just give me a minute. Just give me a minute, because this is so exciting. Just a little over a week ago, I came to you and told you we had the privilege and the opportunity to set 27 slaves free. 27. Now, it takes $250 to set a slave free. Now, I don't have time to go on all the details, but if you're a regular listener, I laid out all of this in great detail, how this happens, why it happens, and so forth. And it's a real deal. These people are actually in slavery. All of them have been in slavery since 2005. Some of them have been there since 1983. And for $250, we have the privilege of setting a slave free, reunited with family, taken back to South Sudan, and where they can practice their faith and trust in Christ again. Almost all of these slaves are Christians who have been held captive by radical Muslims. So we started with a goal of 27 slaves. That's $6,750. Yesterday, I gave you an update, and we were at 10,545. That was yesterday. $10,545. Our goal, 27 slaves. As of yesterday, 42 slaves. Well, today, we're at $10,795. We're getting close to $11,000. $10,795, which means 43.18 slaves have been freed. What does that mean? About another $200 and we could be at 44. The goal was 27. We're now at over 43. Another $205, and we could have another slave set free. Now, today is the last day I'll be telling you about this. This is it, over, finished. We could go to the end of the week, but I'm going to be gone tomorrow and Friday. Joy and I are taking a little R&R, and I will not be with you tomorrow. Don Crow, my friend and one of the great talk show hosts in Washington, D.C., will be your host tomorrow and Friday. So this is it, done, over, finished. This is the last time I'm going to give you the phone number. And I'm hoping that we'll get at least another $205, and that's another slave set free. It'd be 44 slaves. Here's the number. Write it down if you haven't given. 888-253-3522. Let me give it to you again. Write it down, all right? 888-253-3522. Now, if you write that down, you can still call through Friday evening, but today is the last time you'll hear me talk about it. This is the last time I will be giving you the number today. Then it's done, over, finished. If you don't have an opportunity to call today, you can write it down, and you can call tomorrow or Friday, or you can go on the website, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the CSI, Christian Solidarity International banner, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be up through Friday, I think. I'm pretty sure. So you go to the website, thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Christian Solidarity International banner. You can give online securely, or you can call. Now, just a little over another $200, and we could set another slave free, and we would be at 44 slaves. Now, on Tuesday, Monday's a holiday. I won't be here Monday either. On Tuesday, I'll give you a full report. We'll wrap it all up, and it would be wonderful if we could set some more slaves free. So this is it. Last time that I will be mentioning it. Folks, you have been so great, so gracious, so generous, and I know many of you have given sacrificially, and I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, and listen. I believe this with all my heart. The slaves that you have set free will thank you when we get to heaven. You say, Bob, do you really believe that? I sure do. I sure do. I believe that God keeps accurate records, and God knows whose money went to free which slave. And I believe that those of you who have given, or those of you who will give, I believe when you get to heaven, you're going to have some precious Sudanese Christian come up to you in heaven and say, I was in slavery, I was miserable, I was hopeless, but because of your generosity, I was freed. And now we can spend eternity together. All right, here's the number. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Another $200 or so, and another slave will be set free. My goodness, that's exciting. Just incredibly exciting. I got an incredible story here about George Washington. Folks, people are trying to destroy our heritage and rewrite our history. It's true. This time, San Francisco Board of Education. It's an unbelievable story. And I say that often, I guess, but I try never to say it's an unbelievable story unless it is truly unbelievable, and this story is. And I'll give it to you after the break. I don't have time to get into it right now because I'm coming up on a break in just a few seconds. But just a reminder, tonight I have the privilege of teaching the adult Bible class, the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Baptist Church up Route 3, State Street, about 5 miles north of Westerville, the corner of Westerville Road, State Street, and Lewis Center. If you've never been up there, if you head north from Westerville on State Street, Route 3, keep looking to the left, about 5 miles. I think it's impossible for you to miss it. I just think it's impossible. If you're coming from other places, it's at the corner of Lewis Center. If you're coming, from some other part of Columbus, you might want to take the back roads and hit Lewis Center Road and head over to State Street. I'd love to see you if you do not have services at your church. If not, I'd love to see you tonight. And please, please, please give me the opportunity of meeting you tonight. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.